Well, hello everyone. It's your girl Taya, and I'm back for cup four of six cups of tea. Now, for those who may not have listened to cup one, two, and three for whatever reason, we don't judge here. This is cup four, and six cups of tea is a short series podcast that I am doing in celebration of the third anniversary of my first book, A Fresh Cup of Tea, No Sugar, by me, author Taya Moore, available on Amazon. All right, so for cup four, the title of cup four is Dreams and Nightmares, right? Y'all know that song by Philly's own Meek Mill, that song that was played in the only Philadelphia Eagles Super Bowl win in 2018. That song that drive everybody crazy, that song that's played on everything, right? Well, I'm going to share this tea because everyone who knows me knows that I'm crazy about this song, right? When this song comes on, I turn into somebody completely different. It has to be played at every special occasion. My friends threw me a tea party. My girlfriends threw me a tea party to celebrate my book. That song was played on my birthdays. I have to make sure that song is played. Anytime I go out, that song is played. Anytime I do anything, that song is played. So the reason why I love this song, we're going to start with that. I love this song because it touches me in my soul. And of course, I can't relate to everything because I'm not into Murder Gang or, you know, any of that stuff or whatever. But it's the, you know, I used to pray for times like this to shine like this. You know what I mean? It's talking about grinding. And even, you know, I shared on A Dozen Red Roses to Nothing how I was falsely arrested and in the back of the paddy wagon. So when he says in the back of the paddy wagon, cuffs locked on wrist, I relate to that as well. It speaks to, you know, what happened to me. And then even, you know, I did it without an album. You know what I'm saying? That's basically like most people. Like, I was successful before I even had an album, right? And for me, you know, I'm not no big-time celebrity or, you know, I'm not extremely well-known out here or anything. But at the same time, I have had success because I measure success by my own measure, right? So that's why I love the song. And it was the perfect title for Cup 4, right? I am a dream person, and lately I've become a nightmare person, right? During Christmas, same house I was at where I said we played the game on Cup 3, and I was picked as best dressed. You know, I spent the night, and I, in a nutshell, had a dream that somebody was trying to stab me, right? Somebody was trying to stab me in this dream, and people were just walking by, not paying me any mind as I'm saying, she's trying to kill me, right? And I'm screaming, she's trying to kill me, she's trying to kill me. And people are just walking by. I don't know these people. I don't even know the person that is trying to stab me, right? Well, I must have been screaming in real life because, you know, my girlfriend's aunt woke me up like, Taya, 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 Taya. I mean, this dream felt so real that I couldn't get it together for a little bit. Like, that's how real it felt. And it was like she came to my rescue, and then my girlfriend's mom came downstairs. And what happened? What happened? What happened? Right? So I'm a dream person, right? So immediately I'm like, what does that mean? Right? What does that mean? What did that dream represent? Right? So, you know, I go to look it up because that's what I do. Now, normally, I can figure out what a dream means, right? But this, I had to actually look it up. And it said, dreams of someone trying to kill you point towards your stress and emotional turmoil. This dream often occurs when you're feeling helpless in difficult situations. If it's a familiar face, the dream might mean you too have unresolved issues. Child. So now, of course, there's always unresolved issues, right? in our life with anyone. There's always some kind of stress and turmoil. But as you guys have been listening to the last few cups, I have gotten to a place of peace in life where it don't really matter. I'm not really trying to have conflict with people. And, you know, I kind of laying low. You know what I'm saying? To avoid these things, right? But having this dream made me have to address what turmoil I was holding on to. Because I have experienced some nightmares in real life. Lost my nephew. My nephew got killed last year. My firstborn nephew, Jordan Jackson. And it hurt bad, you know. It's like, regardless of, you know, what circumstances may be, you still are never prepared or expect to get that phone call about your firstborn nephew no longer being here, no longer hearing, "Auntie, you gonna send me that cash app?" And one of the things why, you know, which also made it a nightmare, is the last conversation I had with my nephew was not a good one. You know, every time I usually would talk to him, I would be the calm one. I'd be the nice one. "All right, Jordan, make sure you're being safe out there. Like, you don't want to get in trouble." You know, I was that person. But this particular day, he said something that upset me so bad that I started, you know, basically started cursing him out. And he was so upset. I had never heard him that way. But I always take comfort in the fact that I said, "But I still love you." You know, because I always told him I loved him. And I take comfort in knowing that he didn't leave here, no, not knowing that I loved him, right? Not knowing that all of us loved him, but I'm speaking on me specifically. And so that was a nightmare in real life, right? And I kind of, you know, dealt with it, but didn't deal with it, because it was like the funeral was going on and trying to be there and trying to make sure the repast was taken care of and all that. It's like I never really took the time in real life to process this loss. Or I kind of felt like, all right, well, you know, that was your nephew, you know, that wasn't your child. So it's not going to be viewed, the loss is not going to be viewed on the same level to everyone for you as it would be, you know, for parents or, you know, grandparents, right? But it was a huge loss to me. And I was carrying that, you know what I'm saying? You know, I had the issue with the therapist, you know what I mean? I just moved on for it, but I'd be lying if I said it didn't bother me, you know what I'm saying? And I say this to say that during my processes, I have learned how to not hold on to stuff in order to keep it moving. But that's in real life. But in my dreams is like, nah, subconsciously, you still holding on to a lot of turmoil, right? So having that experience with the nightmare made me have to address the things that I was subconsciously still holding on to. Because that's what dreams are subconscious thoughts. You know, I've had dreams about me dying, and it was my funeral, and it was three separate sections of people. One was laughing, one was crying, one didn't have no reaction. I can tell you now that those people that were laughing are, for one reason or another, no longer in my life. So this is why I'm a dream person. So, you know, I was, and then what also the nightmare did was the fact that my family, I called them my family, came to my rescue in real life. They got me water. They wanted to make sure I was good. They was like, "You're safe now. Nothing going to happen to you." And, you know, initially I was like, I said, "Oh my God, it's so embarrassing." They're like, "No, what's embarrassing? People have nightmares, right?" But I have recently, you know, I had insomnia for years, so you know, I used to dream periodically, but now that I actually go to sleep most nights, I have dreams a lot, and I have a lot of nightmares also, right? And nightmares are a reflection of stress in your real life. Yeah, this is, yeah, but I'm grateful. As I said in every cup, right? I'm grateful for every experience because every experience, whether in reality, whether it's a dream, whether it's a nightmare, helps me in real life to move in a certain way, right? And I think that a lot of people think now, you know, oh, she's acting funny or she's being cold or she's, you know, doesn't really care about anything. And it's not any of that. It's that I have learned what I have to do in order to wake up every day and do what I have to do. In order to fulfill my own personal dreams in real life. The dream of having a spouse. The dream of being a publicist. You know, the dream of being able to, you know, have peace and my family be good. You know what I'm saying? Those dreams and my family and friends be good. In order to make those dreams come true in real life, this is how I have to be. I have to stay to myself. I have to practice self-care. I have to say no. I have to set boundaries. I have to. Otherwise, I'm going to keep having nightmares about stress and turmoil. Because the only kind of dreams I want to have is about my dream house. About my dream husband, my dream job, my dream career, my dream client. That's the only kind of dreams that I want to have. I don't want to keep having nightmares. And if you look it up, nightmares are a direct reflection of turmoil in your own life, whether it's something that you're dealing with head on or something you're just suppressing in order to keep it moving. I don't want that. The only dreams and nightmares that I want in my life is when I turn on that Meek Mill song. When I talk about that Super Bowl where that song was played. It's the only dreams and nightmares. And the only thing I want to experience is what's said in that song. Like that little engine I could. I used to pray for times like this to shine like this. That's the only dreams and nightmares that I want in my life. So, yes, I have nightmares. I even had one last night about somebody tried to kidnap me and then I got rescued. And then the other thing about that dream that was very telling, and this happens in my dreams a lot, I'm screaming for help and people just walk by me. And a lot of times I feel like that in real life. I feel like people look at me and say, oh, she don't need nobody. She's strong. She got it together. She held it. Even during that situation with my nephews, you know, the funeral and everything, it's like, oh, she got it. Oh, yeah, we know you upset. We know that was your uncle, but we still expect you to do the, you know, what you have to do. Right? And that's what my dreams represent as well, is that I feel a lot of times people aren't paying attention to my pain. People aren't paying attention to my feelings because the perception is that I'm cool. See, because in this dream, the girl had the knife up to me, but only I could see it. The people that were walking by couldn't see the knife. They just hear me screaming. They just hear me screaming, she's trying to kill me. That's how I feel a lot of times in real life. As if I'm screaming and nobody hears me. Nobody sees me. But there are times, like now, where I got everybody's attention. What tea she gonna give? What she talking about? Cup one, cup two, cup three. I mean, I've had a lot of dialogue. I had people reach out to me saying, I'm proud of you. Oh, I'm so happy for your author anniversary. I'm so happy to see you doing a podcast. You know, everybody sees me right now because I'm intentionally trying to be seen. And let me correlate that to what I just said. Part of that is on me. If you don't let people know what's going on, people can't help. When I had my surgery, I went through that with the exception of staying at the same family house for a couple days for Christmas. I really went through that ordeal physically alone, right? And that was a nightmare. That was a nightmare. Because my dream situation would have been for me to have around-the-clock support physically. For me to have a man to lean my head on, you know, when I felt some pain or when I felt sad. Because be clear, that whole surgery was a nightmare. It's a dream for the results of not having to experience certain things anymore. But it was a nightmare. The process was a nightmare. And if part of it was a nightmare was because I felt alone, with the exception of the calls I got or the texts I got or being able to stay at my friend's house for a couple, my family's house for a couple of days, right? But it made me have to realize that in real life, I don't have a man. I don't have a partner. And that would have made that situation more of a dream than a nightmare. And that is something I carry. And I carry the fact that I feel like I'm less of a woman now because I'm missing something that I always had. That is how I feel. I don't think I'm going to ever shake that feeling. Then there are the other things that are a nightmare from that surgery, such as the hormonal weight gain. That's something that I have to live with as well. But I'm going to leave with this and say once again, the only time that I want to have dreams and nightmares is when I'm listening to Meek Mill's song. I want my dreams to come true, and I want what's causing my nightmares to be resolved, and I work daily on trying to make that happen. I work daily on trying to make my dreams come true. I work daily on cutting down that stress and emotional turmoil that causes my nightmares. All right, you guys, this was Cup 4, Dreams and Nightmares. Stay tuned tomorrow for Cup 5. Follow me on Instagram, JUSTTYABRANDLLC. Peace.